If your cat's going outdoors at all, it's a good idea to make sure that the parasite preventative you're using includes some sort of intestinal parasite prevention. And again, your veterinarian can help you figure out which product might be best for that. If you're actually seeing worms, then the best thing to do would be to take your cat to the vet. And if possible, take that sample of that worm that you found so that the veterinarian can see what type of worm it is and get you the proper dewormer, because different types of worms require different types of medications to treat. So while there are dewormer medications available over the counter, I usually recommend that people see their veterinarian for that so that you can make sure to get the right medication and the right dosage for whatever type of infection your cat has.
Is there a typical type of worm that is most prevalent among cats, or is it pretty evenly dispersed among the three types of worms that I'm familiar
with? Well, the most common types we see are probably roundworms, which they can get from hunting and eating small animals, or tapeworms, which are, again, either from hunting or from fleas. Fleas can also transmit tapeworms.
Okay.
And those are the little worms that people find on their cat's rear end that look like little bits of rice moving around. So
okay.
Both of those types of worms are very common and easily treated. If you have a very young kitten, it could cause problems. But for your average adult cat, treatment is usually pretty simple if the right kind of medication is used.
Whether it's fleas or worming, I would imagine kittens are probably your biggest task or thing to worry about, because they can't really handle some of the same medicines.
Right. Anytime you have a young kitten, you want to be very careful with medications that you administer or apply topically, because they're always going to be more sensitive to the toxic effects of some of these drugs. So even if you're using the medication appropriately, there's always a possibility with younger kittens, especially if they're younger than 3 months, that there can be adverse problems. So again, that's always a situation where if you have a young kitten like that, you probably want to let your veterinarian handle any sort of deworming or flea medication.
We're talking with Dr. Carrie Lewis from the Riverside Cat Hospital in Okemos. Dr. Lewis, I want to talk with you about feline leukemia. I have seen reports, some of which have said that it is a virus, others of which have said that it is cancer. So my question is, which is it? And then, is it treatable, or do they have to be quarantined forever?
Well, it is confusing. Feline leukemia is a virus. A viral infection that cats get from being exposed to other infected cats, and it's a virus that can cause a leukemia type of cancer. It doesn't cause it in all infected cats, but that's one of the possible events that can happen from feline leukemia infection. So it is a virus, and it also can be a cancer. That's why it's confusing.
Cats
that go outside, especially on a regular basis, should definitely be vaccinated. The vaccine is very effective. Once a cat contracts feline leukemia virus, unfortunately, it's invariably fatal. There is no treatment, only supportive care, and cats will usually succumb to the infection within a few years of contracting it. So it's very important if your cat's exposed to get that vaccine.
And some of the diseases, I don't know if it's leukemia, but some are mostly sexually transmitted. What diseases are those?
The one that comes up when we're talking about sexual transmission is FIV, or feline immunodeficiency virus, very closely related to HIV in people. We don't see that as commonly in cats as we do the feline leukemia, but it certainly is out there, and that's mostly cats that are unneutered or unspayed, and also cats that get in fights, because it can be transmitted through bite wounds, through saliva. So having your cat spayed or neutered is the number one step you can take to avoid that particular infection.
Yeah, we have on our on the past shows that PDF files, if you want to come listening audience to listen to, we've had some very excellent conversations about the importance of spay and neutering, and I just wanted to make sure we brought that up again. You know, I know you are, Dr. Lewis, are really adamant about that, and I just think that no show should go untalked about, you know.
Yeah, particularly if your cat's going outside, having him or her spayed or neutered is probably the number one thing you can do to help keep that cat healthy is making sure that it's spayed or neutered.
Once again, bringing us the wisdom of what you need to do to care for the health of your cats, Dr. Kerry Lewis from the Riverside Cat Hospital in Okemos. Thanks so much for appearing on the show again. We really appreciate it, Dr. Lewis.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
It's our pleasure. Rick, in the next segment, we're going to talk with a young lady who may have discovered a new niche when it comes to the caring for animals that I did not even know existed. But, boy, I recognize the gap, and this lady may sure fill it. We'll have that conversation next, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
I must admit, I can't explain any of these thoughts racing through my brain.
It's true.
Baby, I'm howling for you. All right. There's something wrong. With this plot, the actor's ear have not got.